I don't believe I've done an episode yet where I completely explain why I chose the name Scriptwriters Multiverse. So I'm gonna do it now. So, all of my social media for my writing persona are under Scriptwriters Multiverse. This podcast is called Scriptwriters Multiverse. And when I was a teen, probably 15, I started realizing that all of the stories I was coming up with were offshoots of the same characters. They were paralleling one another. For example, there's a story about Jesse, a boy who's kidnapped. And then there's another story about a boy named Paxile. And then there's another story about the same boy named Connor. His family is different. His plight is different. He has a different swagger and different way of being in each story, but it's the same physicality in all of those stories. I wasn't intending to do this as a teen, it just naturally happened. And as I've gotten older, I've seen other people who are writers and storytellers doing that premise where it's a story within, well, multiple stories within the same universe or multiverse. Think of Star Wars, Star Trek. Jordan Peele talks about doing this. American Horror Story is a lot like that. So when I committed to writing out my stories as screenplays about 2.5 years ago, I decided that I wanted to embrace the idea that we're living in a multiverse. And just like I might have parallel selves, all of them are probably creative. All of them are probably storytellers. And so I like the idea that I'm the documenter of all the different parallel selves and parallel lives, all of their stories, and I'm pulling all of them into this reality and presenting them to all of you. So it just stuck. Scriptwriters Multiverse. And I was thinking about names for a while. I didn't like the names that felt very corporate, such as network, organization, society. I wanted it to feel like it was light and playful. And I've had a lot of compliments on the name, so I'm definitely going to keep it for now. But that's the whole idea. The idea that a lot of people enjoy watching the same character just placed in different environments with a different challenge. And then it can go a step further where people actually believe that we live in a multiverse and we have parallel selves. And that thought experiment, for me right now, is one of the most interesting thought experiments. I'm not saying that it is true that we live in a parallel universe. I'm just saying I like to think that way. I like to present it that way. And that might change in the future, but currently it's working for me. But recently I was thinking about how tricky it is to really parallel this reality, my reality, our reality, and make it a creative spin. So one of my stories, BTW, I'm an Alien, is based off of this reality, but also one of my other stories. I mentioned previously that when I was writing out Gigi Family, also known as Ghostly Ghoul Family, which is about an African American woman who is married to a First Nations man, and they're both ghost hunters. She's a medium. He is someone who knows all the tech for ghost hunting, and he runs the social media. He's essentially the team lead. And in one of the scenes, they were being interviewed, like their channel and their whole celebrity, social media celebrity, got them on a show, which was The Daily Show. And I had a quick flash of Trevor Noah interviewing them. The thing is, that story, Ghostly Ghoul Family, is based predominantly on me and my ex. And I'm glad he's an ex. Don't think that I was writing the story because I'm still in love with him. But I then thought, okay, it's interesting that they're being interviewed by Trevor Noah in the story, but what if we switch it up and Trevor Noah was married to the character of Sumia in a parallel universe where she is an alien? That was the thought that just came to me, and it spawned 23 episodes to date. I was not intending to write a series. I wrote it out as a short first, and then it just kept going because of the pandemic. It was my medicine. It helped to stave off depression, and it just also helped me to learn more about screenplay writing. It was a very, very helpful script. The thing is, things are better. And I've written out so much of it that I didn't really have any new thoughts. Because, you know, sometimes stories will just speak to you. But it stopped speaking to me. I wrote out a series Bible for season 4, and I just left it. But now it's happening again. The story is speaking to me, and I'm like, okay, would it be advantageous to write it out? And does it even really work? So recently, and I don't know if this is absolutely true, because I've never really paid attention to celebrities and the gossip of like what is true, what's not true. But I've heard in like interviews, different celebrities talking about how much people make money off of making up lies about them. And I have seen newspapers, or rather magazines at the grocery store, where it's like, oh, Oprah and Stedman are getting a divorce, but they're not married, you know, things like that. So anyway, my point is, because I don't follow celebrities, I don't really know which website to listen to, how to really decipher between the tabloids that are just making up shit and the actual journalism. So this is what recently happened. On my phone, there's a curated feed of news based off of what I've read before. And I have Googled Trevor Noah. I have been paying attention to him for the last 2 years because I'm writing a script based off of his parallel self. And recently it said that he was issuing a lawsuit, which was odd to me because every time I had been meditating, I kept hearing lawsuit. When I was thinking about BTW, I kept hearing lawsuit. I was like, oh no, is he going to like be mad that I'm writing this story? So it was just odd that that kept coming up in meditation. But anyway, I don't know if he actually is suing his doctor, but there are multiple articles saying that Trevor Noah is suing his orthopedic surgeon. And I did know, because I'm paying attention, that he broke or fractured or injured his left leg, I think last year, or maybe it was earlier this year. I get 2020 and 2021 mixed up. They kind of blur together. So I was going to write about the leg break or fracture and put it into the script for season 4, but then I just wasn't paying attention to season 4 and I forgot all about it. But then when I heard that he had a surgery and he's suffering pain from it, I was like, ooh, like I don't want to offend him potentially by I don't like when people profit off of other people's pain. So all of the episodes that I've written about him before have been to honor him, to honor his story, to honor his commitment to growing and doing better and helping. So it's tricky right now. I'm like, do I really honor my creative idea? Because a lot of craziness is happening in season 4, where his daughter, Travis Nouri's daughter, Maroa, is in need of him helping her. But I can't, of course, make it so easy for him to help her or to not help her, which is why I originally thought I should put in that he's injured himself, so that it just throws a wrench in the plans. Like, it's harder for him to help her. And I like the idea of this script being educational, because a lot of kids think of their parents as superheroes. And it creates a delusion that once broken can cause a lot of mental and emotional torment. So I like the idea of showing that the parents are fallible, that they're not perfect, but also understanding that just because they're not perfect doesn't mean you should disregard them and disrespect them. I'm trying to showcase how when a parent is injured, how it can change their mental and emotional state and how they respond to their child, but that it's not coming from a place of trying to be mean. It can just be that they're in pain. So I like that whole idea because I've taken care of so many kids, and one of the kids I nannied for, her father had injured his back, and he was at home more often, and he was taking her with him all the time. It was like a daddy and me day. But then when he got better and went back to work, she was sad, and she was like, well, he doesn't want a daddy and me day anymore. And I was like, oh. That still makes me so sad, because I just remember her face. But anyway, I told her mom, and her mom was like, oh, thank you for telling me that. I was feeling that way. I'm going to make sure I schedule the daddy and me days. So it's just an important topic to me, obviously, because I'm still a little bit emotional about it, because I never want the child to really internalize things and think it's their fault or their, I know how kids' minds work, and I don't want that to happen. And if I can help a child have perspective when they're 5, 6, 10, 12, whatever age, so that they understand and can put things in the right context, then I want to do it. But then I'm afraid that he's going to be like, oh, this is like the most traumatizing thing I've recently gone through, this lawsuit and this pain from this surgery. How dare she write it into the script and potentially try to make a profit or leverage me to get the story made. So many people have told me when I've gotten feedback, oh, it shouldn't be based off of him. It should be based off of a history, someone from the History Channel or a regular newscaster. And they give me all these suggestions. And I'm like, that's boring. The script is supposed to be based off of the idea that we all have parallel lives. And in one of those parallel lives, Trevor Noah is still a late night TV show host, but with a different life. So I'm still trying to figure out all the legalities of that. If I really do have to scrub it of him, I will, because I wrote it with the intention of being able to do that. But this is just where I'm kind of like, all right, I like to honor the idea that we live in a multiverse. But it is becoming a little bit challenging to parallel everything that's happening in my life and his life into the script. At first, it was just a fun game. But then when someone's actively living in pain, it just gives me pause. So anyway, I don't want to make this episode too long. So in summary, I chose the name Scriptwriters Multiverse for the thought experiment, the philosophical and sometimes physics belief that we live in a multiverse. And I just noticed that my brain, my creativity, my imagination works with paralleling different characters in multiple different lives and different situations. Also, I am a spiritual person, and I do like that spiritual concept that our consciousness is so vast that it has to hold space in multiple bodies and multiple realities. I just like it. I just like that. So that's it for today. Happy New Year. See you in 2022.